Indian man walked in.
Un hombre de India entró.
So it was a small temple.
Así que era un templo pequeño.
That's where I joined.
Ahí es donde me uní.
And it was maybe from where, I guess that's Dwarkadish there, along here. It was about this size.
Era casi de este mismo tamaño.
So the man looked at the photographs on the wall.
Así que el hombre miró las fotografías de la pared.
And he looked at the altar.
Vio el altar.
Indian man.
Era un hombre de India, hindú.
And he walked up to Srila Prabhupada.
Y él fue a Srila Prabhupada.
And he said, Swamiji,
y le dijo, Swamiji,
all this is very nice.
Todo esto es muy lindo.
But what if you're wrong?
Pero, ¿qué sucede si está equivocado?
So Prabhupada said, that's okay. It's a nice way to live anyway. So, it is a nice way to live.
Así que, sí, es una linda manera de vivir.
Singing and dancing is always fun.
Cantar y bailar siempre es divertido.
Vegetarian food is very good for you.
La comida vegetariana es muy buena para ustedes.
There are so many medical reasons, psychological reasons, philosophical reasons.
Hay tantas razones fisiológicas, psicológicas, medical, razones médicas.
For example, meat-eating animals have an intestine which is 3 times the length of their body.
Por ejemplo, los animales que comen carne tienen un intestino que es 3 veces el largo de su propio cuerpo.
Human beings and other vegetarian animals have an intestine which is 12 times the length of the body.
El ser humano y los demás animales vegetarianos tienen un intestino que tiene 12 veces el largo del cuerpo.
So if you take some meat and you put it out in the sun,
así que si toman algo de carne y la ponen al sol,
it will become rotten very quickly.
Se va a pudrir muy rápido.
Covered with all kinds of little maggots and white worms and
cubierta con todo tipo de gusanos y otras cosas.
So, in a carnivore, or in a meat-eating animal, the meat gets in and out very quickly.
Entonces, en el carnívoro o en el animal que come carne, la carne entra y sale muy rápidamente.
But in a human being, if we eat meat, it stays in the body 4 times longer.
Pero en cuanto a ser humano, si come carne, esa carne se queda en el cuerpo 4 veces. Sí. 4 veces más tiempo. No es la traducción.
It gets rotten.
Y se pudre.
And it causes cancer.
Y causa cáncer.
It causes heart disease.
Y causa enfermedades del corazón.
Who says so?
¿Quién lo dice?
The American Heart Association,
la Asociación Americana,
the American Cancer Association,
la Asociación Americana del Cáncer,
and practically every big medical organization in the world.
Y prácticamente cualquier organización médica grande del mundo.
Another example is,
otro ejemplo es,
that the acid in the stomach of a carnivore,
el ácido en el estómago de un carnívoro,
is 20 times stronger than the acid in a vegetarian animal.
Es 20 veces más fuerte que el ácido en un animal vegetariano.
Meat is not easy to digest.
La carne no es fácil de digerir.
Another example is like a tiger, which is a carnivore.
Como un tigre, que es un carnívoro.
He kills an animal.
Él mata un animal.
And immediately eats the meat.
Se come la carne.
He doesn't have to cook it. He doesn't have to add spices. He doesn't have to put it in between bread.
No tiene que cocinarla, no tiene que agregarle condimentos, no tiene que ponerla en el medio de dos panes.
So in this way, there are so many examples why being a vegetarian or being a devotee is a nice way of life.
Entonces hay muchos ejemplos de por qué ser un vegetariano o ser un devoto es una linda forma de vida.
Illicit sex.
El sexo ilícito.
Wonderful subject to talk about.
Un tema muy maravilloso para hablar.
After all, we think about it all the time, day and night.
Después de todo, pensamos en eso todo el tiempo, de día y de noche.
In America, which of course has more facility for material enjoyment than any country in the world. America means USA. This is also America, I know.
En America,
USA.
En los Estados Unidos,
they have more facility for
hay mucha más facilidad para esto. Para el disfrute material.
But they also have a lot of problem with STD.
Pero ellos también tienen un montón de problemas con STD.
Sexually transmitted diseases.
Enfermedades que se transmiten sexualmente.
They also have a lot of trouble with teenagers becoming pregnant.
También tienen muchos problemas con adolescentes que quedan embarazadas.
They have so many problems related to illicit sex.
Tienen tantos problemas relacionados con el sexo ilícito.
Therefore, the government
has
been promoting safe sex.
Ha estado promoviendo el sexo seguro.
And they distribute condoms
y ellos distribuyen condones
in the schools.
En las escuelas.
In many states.
En muchos estados.
Or at least they make them very easily available to teenagers.
O por lo menos los vuelven muy fáciles de adquirir para los adolescentes.
And when I say teenagers, I mean 13-year-old boys and girls.
Cuando hablo de adolescentes, hablo de chicos y chicas de 13 años.
Now, there is a direct relationship between the inability.
Ahora hay una relación directa entre la imposibilidad
of men and women to live together in marriage,
la imposibilidad de que los hombres y las mujeres vivan juntos en matrimonio,
and their promiscuity in their teenage life,
y su promiscuidad en la etapa adolescente.
I'm not saying so. This is statistics.
Yo no lo estoy diciendo, son estadísticas.
If you get a lot of variety when you're young,
si obtienes mucha variedad cuando eres joven,
you won't be satisfied with one partner when you're older.
No vas a estar satisfecho con solo un compañero cuando seas mayor.
And therefore, two out of every three marriages ends in divorce, separation, or annulment.
Y por eso, dos de tres matrimonios terminan en divorcio, separación, o anulación.
This is not a symptom of a happy civilization.
Este no es un síntoma de una
ciudad. I come from a broken home.
Yo vengo de un hogar roto.
I was already out of home by that time.
Yo para esa época ya no vivía en mi casa.
But my brother, who was 13 years old,
pero mi hermano, quien tenía 13 años,
his bedroom was right beside my mother's bedroom.
Su cuarto estaba justo al lado del cuarto de mi madre.
And every night she was crying and crying till she fell asleep.
Y todas las noches ella lloraba y lloraba hasta que se quedaba dormida.
it had such an effect on him that he left school, he left home, he became a drug addict, and later on, when he was 20, he came back.
Más tarde, cuando tuvo 20, volvió.
And he finished his education.
Terminó su educación.
And he was an intelligent boy.
Era un chico inteligente.
He got a Rhodes Scholarship, which is one of the most prestigious scholarships in the world.
La cual es una de las más prestigiosas.
Rhodes Scholarship means scholarship to go to Oxford University.
La beca Rhodes significa una beca para ir a la Universidad de Oxford.
So he did his PhD, in South American history.
En historia sudamericana.
Speaks fluent Spanish.
Él habla español de forma fluida.
He lived in Mexico for a number of years.
Vivió en México por muchos años.
But he was also living with a divorced woman for a number of years.
Pero él también estuvo viviendo con una mujer divorciada por muchos años.
And he left her and married another girl.
Y él la dejó y se casó con otra chica.
Had four children.
Que tenía cuatro hijos.
And now they are divorced.
Y ahora se divorciaron.
And just imagine how the children feel.
Y solo imagínense cómo se sienten los niños.
This is called Varna Shankara, or unwanted population.
Esto se llama Varna Shankara, o población indeseada.
So, finally, the government of the USA
Así que finalmente el gobierno de los Estados Unidos
began promoting celibacy.
Comenzó a promover el celibato.
Their safe sex policy was not working.
Había una política de sexo seguro que no funcionaba.
So they were giving money, grants of money, to any organization that was teaching celibacy.
Así que estuvieron dando dinero a cualquier organización que estuviera enseñando celibato.
Of course, until marriage.
Por supuesto, hasta el matrimonio.
And even within marriage, control. Sex is a way of bringing children into the world.
El sexo es un método para traer niños al mundo.
Enjoyment comes from chanting and dancing and taking Krishna prasadam.
El disfrute viene de cantar, bailar y tomar prasadam.
Once I was on television in Delhi. So the interviewer said,
Entonces, el periodista dijo,
you say that chanting Hare Krishna is the highest pleasure.
Ustedes dicen que cantar Hare Krishna es el placer más elevado.
But I say sex is the highest pleasure.
Pero yo digo que el sexo es el placer más elevado.
So I said, okay, why don't you have sex right now?
Entonces, yo le dije, ¿por qué no tienes sexo ahora mismo?
Right on the television.
Aquí en televisión.
So he kept quiet.
Así que se quedó tranquilo.
I said, I can chant Hare Krishna anywhere, anytime.
Yo le dije, yo puedo cantar Hare Krishna en todos lados, en cualquier momento.
Gambling, nobody wins. Nobody wins. You go to Las Vegas,
vas a Las Vegas,
everything is designed to cheat you.
Todo está diseñado para engañarte.
There are some winners, but they end up losing.
Hay algunos ganadores, pero al final terminan perdiendo.
And they attract so many others to throw their money away.
Para que tiren su dinero.
And intoxication.
Y la intoxicación.
You get drunk once.
Te emborrachas una vez.
It destroys millions of brain cells.
Y destruye millones de células cerebrales.
People who drink a lot
La gente que bebe mucho,
they become very dull-headed.
Se vuelve de una mentalidad muy tonta.
So this is a very nice life,
así que esta es una vida muy linda,
but that is not our purpose, to live a very nice life.
Pero nuestro propósito no es vivir una vida muy linda.
If Krishna wanted us to eat meat, we would eat meat.
Si Krishna quisiera que nosotros comiéramos carne, comeríamos carne.
If Krishna wanted us to have kirtan and get drunk, then we would get drunk. If Krishna wanted us to have sex every 10 minutes like a pigeon, then we would try. I doubt we could do it, but there's one movie that I saw when I was a young man. It was with Sophia Loren and Marcello Mastroianni. It was something about she was going to be arrested and put in jail. But as long as she was pregnant, they couldn't put her in jail. So her husband had to always keep her pregnant. So the movie showed him as being always very tired. Everything we do is for the pleasure of Krishna. And we have to be very careful to follow our acharya. Because we do not know how to please Krishna.
Porque no sabemos cómo complacer a Krishna.
Pravritim cha, nevritim cha, jana, navidur, achara. Asura. Nasocham, napi cha, charo, nateshu satyam, vidyate. They do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done.
Ellos no saben lo que se debe hacer y lo que no se debe hacer.
They are asuras.
Ellos son asuras.
They are not clean.
Ellos no son limpios.
And they are not regulated.
No son regulados.
And they have no good habits.
Y no tienen buenos hábitos.
That's a description of us.
Esa es una descripción de nosotros.
Or at least formerly what we were.
O por lo menos lo que éramos antes.
Hopefully now we're making progress.
Esperamos que ahora hayamos hecho algún progreso.
Although still I go into devotees' bathrooms sometimes.
Aunque algunas veces todavía voy al baño de los devotos.
And there's toilet paper.
Y hay papel higiénico.
Which is still a very dirty way of cleaning yourself.
Lo cual todavía es una manera muy sucia de limpiarse.
In any cultured home, you clean with water.
En cualquier hogar con cultura, uno se limpia con agua.
After passing stool, you clean with water in your left hand, and you don't use your left hand for anything suci.
Después de ir al baño, uno se limpia con agua con su mano izquierda y no usa su mano izquierda para nada que sea limpio.
So, these are really simple things, but we don't know them.
Así que estas son cosas muy simples, pero no las sabemos.
And we're trying to learn.
Estamos tratando de aprender.
But mahajano yena gata sapantaha dharmasya tatvam nihitam guhayam mahajano yena gata sapantaha. If you want to know the confidential understanding,
si quieres saber la comprensión confidencial
of dharma or spiritual life,
del dharma o la vida espiritual,
then you have to follow in the footsteps of a great soul like Srila Prabhupada.
Entonces tienes
So, even in our chanting, we have to try to perfect our chanting. What is that? Yadi Shravana Kirtana Tabuta Napai Krishna Premadana. How does that start out? You can go on chanting for millions of years. Tabuta Napai Krishna. Come on. You don't. In New York, they chant that. Huh? Not anymore? Okay. You can go on chanting Hare Krishna for many lifetimes. And not make progress. If you are committing the offenses against the holy name. So there's a right way to chant and a wrong way to chant. There's the Divya Nam, the transcendental name, and the Prakrita Nam, the materialistic name. Yes. So, for example, sometimes I hear people chant Prabhupada's pranam mantra. Even my god brothers I hear. Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namini. I hear them say that, and that means I offer my respectful obeisances to Mrs. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Well, maybe Krishna understands, but we should try to improve. How do you think the Japanese became so powerful economically? They were taught by an American who couldn't get by an Americano, by a gringo, by a... Yeah, we'll call them gringos. Okay. Is that a derogatory term, gringo?
Informal way.
Okay. One gringo went to... He couldn't get anyone to listen to him in gringo land.
Un gringo que no podía hacer que nadie lo escuche en gringo land.
So he went to Japan. And he taught them TQM, Total Quality Management.
Administración de calidad máxima.
And they almost defeated the American, the gringo automobile companies.
Prácticamente derrotaron a todas las compañías de automóviles gringas.
But he also taught them another principle.
Y él también les enseñó otro principio.
Which they had a word for.
Para el cual tenían una palabra.
And it is Kaizen.
Y esta palabra es Kaizen.
Kaizen, Kaizen, Kaizen. Every day, 1% better.
Todos los días, un 1% mejor.
So that is how we should try to perfect our spiritual lives. Every day improve.
Entonces así es como debemos tratar de perfeccionar nuestra vida espiritual. Todos los días mejorar.
For example, in our kirtan.
Por ejemplo, en nuestro kirtan.
We are dancing before the deities.
Estamos bailando frente a las deidades.
We should always remember
debemos siempre recordar
that we're dancing for their pleasure.
Que estamos danzando para su placer.
Now, about a year and a half, 2 years ago,
ahora hace dos años,
one movie came out,
salió una película,
and it was in the Bhaktivedanta Institute, and many devotees were talking about it. It was called Matrix.
Se llamaba Matrix.
How many of you saw that?
¿Cuántos de ustedes la vieron?
Okay, good. I'm glad you're honest.
Bueno, me alegro que sean honestos.
So, there was a good idea there, virtual reality.
Había una buena idea ahí acerca de la realidad virtual.
Although the philosophy is all Buddhist.
Aunque la filosofía es budista por completo.
So I thought, well, maybe the second one is also good.
Entonces yo pensé, bueno, quizás la segunda también es buena.
And there is a lot of Buddhist philosophy in there. It's interesting.
Y es interesante, hay bastante filosofía budista ahí.
How much philosophy they were able to put in a movie.
La mayor cantidad de filosofía que fueron capaces de poner en una película.
So while flying from India to London,
así que mientras viajaba desde India a Londres,
I saw Matrix Reloaded. How many saw that? Okay, okay. Now, there was one scene there. Did you see it? Okay. 50% of your life is wasted. There's one scene where I forget his name, the black man. Morpheus. Yes. Amorpheus. No. Morpheus speaks to the people of Zion.
Morfeo le habla a la gente de Sion.
And then he says,
y entonces dice,
tonight, let this cave or whatever it was, let it rock. Okay. So there's like thousands of humans.
Así que había miles de humanos.
And so then they begin to have this kirtan. And the drums and the whole nine yards. And it's so sensuous that it's sensual that it makes you think of going back to the jungles in Africa. How many saw that? Yeah. Pretty heavy.
Bastante pesado.
That's not how our kirtan should be.
No es como nuestro kirtan deberían ser.
We're going to the jungles in Krishnaloka called Vrindavan.
Nosotros vamos a las junglas de Krishnaloka que se llaman Vrindavan.
So, everything we do, we can improve.
Así que podemos mejorar todo lo que hacemos.
This should be our mood every day.
Debería ser nuestra modalidad, nuestro humor.
A little bit better.
Todos los días un poquito mejor.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said,
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta dijo,
someone who flatters me is my worst enemy.
Alguien que me halaga es mi peor enemigo.
Someone who tells me how I can improve myself, he is my friend.
Alguien que me dice cómo puedo mejorarme, ese es mi amigo.
So we should always ask the platinum questions. Platinum, you know? It's white gold.
Platino. Platino.
How am I doing?
¿Cómo estoy haciendo las cosas?
And how can I get better?
¿Y cómo puedo mejorar?
We should ask our spiritual master.
Deberíamos preguntarle a nuestro maestro espiritual.
We should ask our temple authority.
Deberíamos preguntarle a la autoridad del templo.
We should ask our friends.
Deberíamos preguntarle a nuestros amigos.
We should ask our wife.
Deberíamos preguntarle a nuestra esposa.
Our children.
A nuestros hijos.
How am I doing?
¿Cómo estoy haciendo las cosas?
And how can I get better?
¿Y cómo puedo mejorar?
This will help us to make progress.
Esto va a ayudarnos a progresar.
We have to do these things honestly.
Tenemos que hacer estas cosas honestamente.
There's no use in cheating.
No tiene sentido engañar.
Krishna's there in your heart.
Krishna está ahí en tu corazón.
Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto mata smritir gyanam apohanam cha. Krishna's there in your heart, and he knows everything about you.
Krishna está ahí en tu corazón y sabe todo acerca de ti.
You can't fool Krishna.
No puedes engañar a Krishna.
And you may fool others, but the worst thing is if you try to fool yourself. In Africa, they have an interesting way of catching monkeys. They take one coconut and they cut a hole in it on one end. Just big enough to put a hand. Then they take out all the inside coconut. So it's just a shell. And then they make another hole on the end, a small little hole. Then they stick a rope through that small hole. And tie a knot and pull it so that it's tight against the small hole. Then they take some hot roasted peanuts and they put it inside the coconut. And then they put that coconut in the middle of a field and they pull the rope in behind a bush where they hide. So the monkey smells the peanuts. So he goes up to the coconut and puts his hand in and grabs the peanuts. And then they pull the coconut toward the bush. And the monkey's hand is trapped. He can't get out. All he's got to do is let go of the peanuts. He can slide his hand out. But he won't do it. So let's not get trapped in this material world because we're attached to our material conceptions of bhakti.
A nuestra concepción condiciones materiales del bhakti.
Mahajano yena gata sapantaha. We have to follow the disciplic succession. And the disciplic succession goes past our Diksha Guru. There is a danger. If any of you have taken biology, they do experiments with frogs. So one experiment, which actually this is in psychology, they'll take a frog and put him in a pot of water and put him on a stove. So the frog is in the water and he could jump out, but he's there. Then they turn the heat up a little bit. And then the frog gets nice and warm. And he feels very relaxed. He could still jump out, but he's not so motivated. Then they turn the heat up a little more. And then the frog just kind of lies down. Nice. And then they turn the heat up a little more. And the frog can't move. And then pretty soon they have frog soup. So we'll get so complacent in our spiritual life, mixed with our material enjoyment, that we won't have any desire to improve.
Que no vamos a tener ningún deseo de mejorar.
We have to be very careful about that.
Tenemos que ser muy cuidadosos con esto.
It's good to invite strong preachers.
Es bueno invitar a predicadores fuertes.
They may be grihastas or they may be sannyasis.
Pueden ser grihastas o sannyasis.
To come and just remind us what the purpose of our life is. What was Arjuna's biggest mistake? What did he do that was really the wrong thing? What was his attitude? He was telling Krishna, if I do this, then I won't be happy. And if I do this, I won't be happy. What was his biggest mistake? Who knows? He was thinking, how will I be happy? Instead of thinking, how will Krishna be pleased? He was thinking, I, me, and mine. Pungsa striya mituni bhavam etat
tayor mito hridaya grantim ahu atho griha chetra suta apta vitaya janasya mohoyam aham mameti.
Because we get surrounded by our family members, by our possessions, by our bank account, so many things, we develop attachments, strong attachments. It's like a knot in the heart. And in that consciousness, we just go on accumulating so many things. And we think in terms of I, me, and mine. Material nature is attacking us. Durga Devi, I think she's out in the backyard there with her husband. She has one trishul, like a fork. So the three prongs of her trishul, they represent adidaivik klesha, adibhautik klesha, adiatmik klesha. Misery is caused by nature. Misery is caused by other living beings. And misery is caused by my own body. What does she use her trishul for? Well, when you get a fork, what do you use it for?
Bueno, cuando tú tienes un tenedor, ¿para qué lo usas?
That's what she does. She's flicking us. Adi Daivik Klesha, Adi Bhautik Klesha, Adi Atmik Klesha. So much suffering. And we're trapped.
Estamos atrapados.
So Krishna is inviting us. Tamasi ma jyotir gama. Don't stay in darkness. Come to the light. Srila Prabhupada is inviting. All our acharyas are telling us. So we have to wake up. We're a small group. This is foreign to Westerners in some ways. The dress is different. The language is different. The rituals are different. But actually, this is superior. And more and more people will take up Krishna consciousness. Maybe in our lifetime and maybe not. We are pioneers. But still, the knowledge is as true today as it will be when there are millions of people chanting.
Pero aún así, conocimiento tan verdad ahora como en muchos años cuando estamos cantando.
India was one of the it was the wealthiest country in the world when Marco Polo went there.
India era el país más rico del mundo cuando Marco Polo fue allí.
You know Marco Polo?
¿Conocen a Marco Polo?
Yeah, everybody heard of Marco Polo?
¿Todos escucharon de Marco Polo?
He was Italian.
Era italiano.
The Croatians say he was Croatian. I don't know. So, India today is fast becoming an economic and military superpower.
La India de hoy se está volviendo gradualmente una superpotencia económica y militar.
Within 15 or 20 years, you will see them become very powerful. Why? Because they have all the computer programmers. It's amazing. 40% of all the doctors in Gringoland are Indians. Thirty percent of Microsoft are Indians. 20% of Intel are Indians. Intel computer chips.
El 20% de Intel de chips de computadoras son Indians.
15% of the NASA scientists are Indians.
El 15% de los científicos de la NASA son hindúes.
And like that, so many famous Indians are there.
Hay tantos hindúes famosos.
And they're becoming more and more powerful.
Y se están volviendo más y más poderosos.
So, their culture will also go with them.
Así que su cultura va a ir también con ellos.
And they will support us.
Y ellos van a apoyarnos.
In Russia,
Rusia,
the government has just given us 2 acres of land in the center of the city.
El gobierno acaba de darnos 2 acres de tierra en el centro de la ciudad.
Moscow City.
En la ciudad de Moscú.
So, the speaker of the house in parliament, a very important man, Indian parliament, along with many other members of parliament,
junto con muchos otros miembros del parlamento,
they all came to our temple, our existing temple in Moscow.
Todos vinieron a nuestro actual templo en Moscú.
And they told the devotees, if you need any help,
y le dijeron a los devotos que si necesitan cualquier tipo de ayuda,
we will help you on the parliamentary level.
Nosotros vamos a ayudarlos a nivel parlamentario.
So the Orthodox, the Russian Orthodox Church, hates us.
Así que la Iglesia Ortodoxa Rusa nos odia.
And they're very powerful in Russia.
Y son muy poderosos en Rusia.
But the Russian government cannot afford to make enemies of India.
Pero el gobierno ruso no puede,
cannot afford to make India their enemy.
No puede pagar el precio, no puede arriesgarse a tener a India como su enemigo.
So, there was some problem with something was happening at the temple because of something that was done by the Orthodox Church.
Algo estaba pasando en el templo debido a algo que hizo la Iglesia Ortodoxa.
After the visit of the Indian members of parliament,
después de la visita de los miembros hindúes del parlamento,
the next day everything was changed and the Moscow government said, don't worry, everything's okay.
Al y el cliente todavía cambiado y el gobierno de Moscú dice no se preocupen, ya está todo bien.
So, okay. Sometimes we're a little shy about wearing dhoti or wearing kurta or wearing sari. But this is very much a part of our culture.
Pero esto es muy, es en gran medida parte de nuestra cultura.
Srila Prabhupada said that when I see a young man dressed in kurta and dhoti and tilak and kanti, he looks like he's coming right from Vaikuntha.
Él se ve como si viniera directamente de Vaikuntha.
So, why should we be nervous about our activities? We should be proud.
Deberíamos estar orgullosos.
We are doing the right thing.
Estamos haciendo lo correcto.
This is a nice way of life. Dhoti and kurta are much more comfortable than suit and tie and it's a nice way of life. So well, I'll stop there.
Bueno, voy a parar ahí.
Are there any questions or comments? Let's see if they have any questions. Come on, surprise me.
Vamos, sorpréndanme.
Una pregunta, ¿cómo uno puede ayudar a una persona que ya se tuvo su equivocación, se aisló de un tiempo de la conciencia de Krishna y hoy por hoy se siente muy juzgada ante las situaciones que le presentan devotos o personas en particular cotidiana?
Is in a way from Krishna consciousness for some time, so he feels like judged by everybody else, so difficult for him to.
You become his good friend.
Tú tienes que volverte su amigo.
Let him know that you love him.
Demuéstrale que lo amas.